Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today's podcast is a fabulous one. You're gonna meet Susan Bratton. Susan is an intimacy expert, and she is author, publisher. She's written over 40 different intimacy programs. She's the co-founder of Personal Life Media and The 20. She has a line of botanicals for sexual vitality. And she's also a leading advocate for therapies like Gainswave. She's a thought leader on sexual biohacking and hormone balance. Most importantly, I met her at Chalene Johnson's Can't Be More, and the audience went wild for her because she's talking about sex ban and how to boost your connections in the bedroom, how to fight for your sexuality. Welcome, Susan, to the
Dr. K, it's great to see you
podcast.
again. Wasn't that a fun show? Isn't Chalene Johnson the cutest, smartest, kindest woman in the universe?
She really is. She's such a
Oh,
motivator too. Like, she
oh
makes me
my God.
want to like shake myself up and get back on track. So that was such a great conference. I can't believe I'm glad we're doing it again, hopefully.
Yeah, that's what I heard. And it's funny too, because I walked out on that stage and everybody cheered me like I was the biggest celebrity in the universe. They were such a nice crew. And usually, I mean, truth be told, I'm like, oh, a conference with menopausal and perimenopausal women. Oh, that's gonna be bitchy. They were fabulous. And you know why? I think because she really came out of the world of exercise and physiology. And so I think a lot of the people who follow her are people who continue to keep up their workout programs. And I think that just makes them happier and healthier. And when you look better and you feel better, you want to have more sex, which also then is like this self-fulfilling cycle of goodness, this upward spiral, because when you have more sex, you're extending your health span and you're feeling better. So, and you're sleeping better. So I just think that that was a happy crew.
We had such a blast at that meeting, and I want to inspire women everywhere to feel that way every day. So I definitely am talking so much more in my practice and in all our channels about longevity, wellness, and all the things you can do to like make sure you next level yourself. You can't just stop and be plateaued and expect to go. I mean, it's all downhill from there if you plateau. But so you've been called the intimacy expert to millions of people. What inspired your journey into sexual biohacking and regenerative intimacy?
When I was about 40 something, early 40s, my husband and I were hitting our 12th wedding anniversary, and I was avoiding him for sex. And he was begging and he was pouting and he was dunny doing. And I was just like, nah. And it really was that I'd been making love with him for 12 years and I'd never had an orgasm from intercourse. And I thought it was me and he thought it was me, but it was still my job. So I had to do it. And I think a lot of women find themselves in that situation. And we just decided to do something about it, figure it out. So we did a lot of things, but what really helped was, and I don't think everybody has the confidence to do this, but we went to sex workshops and we learned how easy it is to have great sex if someone just tells you what to do. And that's what got me into publishing the work of my mentors and then going on to write 34 books and programs of my own in the last couple of decades. So I think the interesting thing is that I am terribly censored, Dr. K. I can't, I'm shadow banned on Instagram. My YouTube videos get strikes. It's just so difficult to teach passionate lovemaking and bedroom communication and intimate wellness. But if I were a porn star, I'd have no problem at all being in porn, being on porn sites. That's readily accessible, although actually it's getting harder and harder in this country now for some states blocking it and things like that. But still, it's just everything that we see about our sexuality is from the patriarchal gaze. It's all religious repression. It's all shame. We don't learn the words for our genitals. We're not taught female pleasure-based sex education. We're not taught how women's arousal is completely different than men's arousal, and we think there's something wrong with us. I mean, it's like roadblock there is to us not wanting to make the effort to have sex is out there. And yet, sexuality, intimacy, orgasmic pleasure. And I really want to put a point on orgasmic pleasure, not just have sex because it makes you close. That's malarkey. It's the orgasms that give you the longevity, the beauty, the confidence, the loss of depression and anxiety, the increase of joy, the immune function, the NK cell production, the oxytocin generation, all of the hormone and neurotransmitter cascade. It takes the orgasmic event, if you will, to improve your vascular system, improve your cognitive function. And yet, we're not told how to orgasm, what it's like, how to cross-train your orgasms, how to expand your orgasms, how to work with your arousal system and your erectile tissue. Even erectile dysfunction is all about men's penises instead of the fact that we have the same amount of erectile tissue in our vulva. In our vulvovaginal structures, as our male-bodied partners do in their penis, but it's 99% about men, 1% about women. And even when I talk about it online, I'm censored, which is nuts. So no
I
wonder women
asked
give up.
Susan this morning as we were preparing for the podcast, what the heck are you taking? Because I need some of that in a bottle because you're so vibrant. And what'd you say? She was like, which
Orgasms.
one? Orgasm. That's what it is. So that's this whole concept of sex ban and increasing the amount of time that you're a sexual organism is foreign to the modern woman. How long should we expect to be having sex, and how long physically can you have orgasms? Forever?
Yeah, forever. And what's interesting is that they can keep getting better. There's a couple of things that are like road bumps. Speed bumps in your extending your sex span. But studies around the world of different kinds, mostly on men, I will tell you, but couples as well, show that the longer you're able to continue to have intimate pleasure, it doesn't necessarily mean penetrative intercourse. But I think it really does need to be orgasmic experiences. They can be manual, oral, genital pleasuring. They can be with toys and tools and full body touch. And there's all kinds of ways to have intimate pleasure and orgasmic sensation. And the longer you can continue to do that in your lifetime, the more you extend the extra years of health span. So your sex span is tied to your health span. But the bumps in the road are typical things that come from mitochondrial dysfunction, hormone decline. It's really those two things, in all honesty, and limited mindset. I would say three things, because sexuality is what I call the fourth factor. Everybody knows how good a good night's sleep, exercise, and nutrition are. But because we still live in this weird society where we're like weird about sex, we don't talk about how good intimate orgasmic pleasure is with yourself and with partners. So I'm trying to break down that fourth wall and encourage people to realize that essentially their lifespan is being shortened by the sexual repression of censorship that is keeping you from having passionate lovemaking techniques, bedroom communication skills, and intimate wellness. And that's where, if we're railing against the patriarchy, let's rail against that while we're at it, because it's holding us back. Men are having sex with us like we're men because we don't learn what women need. And the roadblocks or the speed bumps are a loss of energy from mitochondrial dysfunction, a loss of blood flow from vascular retraction. Right? Difficulty getting the blood into the genital structures, into the pelvic bowl, and into the genital structures. And what that means is that when you don't have your, I like to call it a lady boner, when you don't get your lady boner, You have basically you've been making love with a flaccid vulva. And when you do that, there's not enough surface area to send enough signals to your biggest sex organ, your brain, to process the pleasure, so it doesn't feel that good when you're penetrated too soon, which is what every movie shows, what porn shows, is women are just like ready, right? We're just ready. And we're not, especially in longer term relationships. We need to do a little heavy lifting to get going because we are, not spontaneous desire creatures like our male body partners. We're responsive desire creatures. So we need help with that. And then the last thing that happens is hormone decline, whether that's the decline of estrogen thinning the vaginal mucosal lining with the exacerbation of lack and loss of blood flow to the vaginal system, therefore, no blood plasma to seep through the lining to give us lubrication. The tissue thinner can't hold the moisture we're making. So it hurts. We get painful intercourse, incontinence, and we get shrinking labia, shrinking clitoris, atrophy, which then makes it more difficult to get blood flow in, which then is a loss of sensation, which means more difficulty achieving orgasm and struggling to feel the pleasure. But these are all the reversal things. This is where I get into my world of sexual regenerative therapies and sexual biohacking, which is fix it and then make it even better than it was before. That's basically the strategy. So I talk a lot about that because I'm older. A lot of my followers tend to be in the 40 plus range, and they're the people who are like, I want to have that great sex. I want to have what she's having. And so I talk a lot about intimate wellness because all the skills in the world don't do anything if your body isn't cooperating.
It's very challenging time for women. I think modern medicine is just now, this week, realizing that menopause and women need hormones. And it's a sad shame that for the last 20 years almost, women haven't been prescribed any of these hormones. So
I know.
honestly, we're starting at such a deficit. It's we have doctors, OB-GYNs, and internists who think that the women's bodies are just designed to wear out naturally and gracefully, and you don't even need to do anything about it. Like you don't need hormone replacement. So I guess as a baseline, are you recommending everybody should see their physician and get those things in check, or find a physician who can do, hormone replacement therapies?
What I like to do is I like to offer a panoply of options for women to decide what's right for them and their budgets and their bodies and their beliefs. And I'd say that it runs across the following kind of options. This is like your decision funnel, if you will, your decision tree. If you want to keep your vulvo-vaginal system juicy, 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 and fully orgasmic and highly pleasurable through the rest of your life, then the best things to do are to, and in biohacking, there's this concept of a stack of things you can do. And so what I like to do is I like to go from the most fundamental up at, kind of budget, easy to do, all the way up to luxury. I've got all the money in the world. I want to have the most amazing vulvovaginal system of any woman on this planet. That would be me, by the way. Here's what I've done, right? So let's start with the bottom. The bottom is always start with eating as many leafy greens and beetroot as you can. I'm literally drinking a green kombucha. I'm looking for every opportunity to shove greens in. First of all, they're better than probiotics for your gut, and your gut runs everything. We know that. So, but the problem is that we have nitrogen depleted soil with our agribusiness world. So I recommend, in addition to eating a lot of vegetables, to take a citrulline-based nitric oxide booster. Citrulline works better for the over 40 crowd. That pathway to nitric oxide production than does arginine. Some people are also sensitive to arginine if they have herpes, HSV 1, 2, etc. So citrulline is good. The second thing, and that I have a recommendation for a supplement that's made from actual organic fruit and vegetables. So you can get more of the nitric oxide. It's nitrates that turn into nitrites that turn into nitric oxide in your system that get the blood flow where you need it to go to get that lady boner. So sex keeps feeling good and you can get lubricated. And it's called Flow Nitric Oxide Booster. And I always have links for everything. So anything that I'm going to talk about on the show today, I've put it all at drivedesire.com. So whatever it is that I say, you can just go to drivedesire.com and you'll find it. So I like Flow Nitric Oxide Booster. The second thing that I think is also mandatory is, for me personally, is some kind of bioidentical hormone replacement. I like a product called Glow Below, which is a topical vaginal serum. There's an estriol, estradiol, which is the two good estrogens. And I like that better than just an estriol or an estradiol. I like the bi-est is what it is. It's called Glow Below. And they also have a DHEA version for women who they're having sensation loss, but they don't want to take estrogen. The DHEA, of course, being the master hormone, is good for converting into testosterone as well as your estrogens. And topical, of course, on the vaginal area is doesn't really seep into the systemic at the level that a patch or a pill would do. And then I also take I have an estrogen patch and I take a little oral estrogen. I don't microdose, I tiny dose, I supplement into all three channels for me personally because I like a lot of estrogen because I also take a lot of progesterone and I take a lot of testosterone. So I like the combination of all three and I like a testosterone compounded in shea butter applied to my clitoral structures that keeps them nice and meaty. And then I do get some systemic testosterone, but not enough. So I also use a little topical testosterone, skin testosterone myself, because one of the things that's also really helpful is to work out with weights. And I do strength training. I like strength. This is all muscle here, but I like a little fat on top. That's just what I like. I like the squishy parts on the strong parts. That's how I'm rolling these days. And so I really like that because it really helps with muscle growing, muscle building. And I am working on deadlifting my body weight by my 64th birthday. I had about 7 weeks of herpetic neuropathy from herpes virus that my boyfriend gave me when I was 20 and he cheated on me. It's kind of like shingles on your nerves, ladies, and it comes from herpes 1 and 2. You can get trigeminal and sciatica, basically, neuropathies. And that set me back about 7 weeks. So I might not make my goal by my birthday this week because I weigh 160 pounds. I'm a tall woman. But I'll just keep going. It was just it's a goal. I'll get there. So I'm easy with myself. I did 125 deadlift yesterday.
Impressive.
So, I think that's, it's something. It's good to have goals. So I think the weightlifting is also very important along with the bioidentical hormone replacement. I also don't recommend using any kind of off-the-shelf store brands of sexual lubricants. They're like the ultra-processed foods industry, where it used to be that they were made from jojoba oil and MCT oil and things like that. Now they're just made from very long chemical words you cannot pronounce. There's nothing left in them. They've replaced all of the natural ingredients with garbage. So what I like are two things. I like this product. This is a Pleasure Protocol. This is from Foria. It's at pleasureprotocol.com. You can also get it at drivedesire.com. It's melts that are these little cocoa butter melts with CBD that go intravaginally, and they really coat the vagina in a way that getting lube up there just doesn't do. Combined with an arousal oil that is meant to be topically put on the vulva. the clitoral structures, the vulva, the inner labia, the outer labia, the vestibule, etc. That uses our endocannabinoid system to awaken the pathways between the vulva and your biggest sex organ, your brain. And then using their sex oil, which is just pure MCT oil and a little bit of CBD, that's great for all the slip and slide that you want. And this protocol of insert a melt, rub a little arousal oil on, and then use your sex oil. The ingredients are all natural. And it's not coconut oil, it's MCT oil, because coconut oil is a natural antibacterial and it can disrupt the microbiome.
Okay.
So cocoa butter is oleic acid, which your vagina loves, the vaginal microbiome loves. That's what it wants to eat, glycogens and oleic acids. That's what your good vaginal bacteria like. So like that, and then I also like this brand. This is a brand that I've been working with recently called Nude, and these are their intimacy oils. They're just CBD and essential oils, and this is the product. It's very nice. It's all
That's nude,
pure and natural.
Nuud.
It's at loversbundle.com, Lovers Bundle, and it's also at Drive Desire, but this is very nice. I can have them send you some if you'd like to have any of this. So I
Sure.
think using the CBD, taking advantage of the pleasure healing pathways of our endocannabinoid system, using phytocannabinoids and quality oils rather than this junky stuff is very important. But then I'll finish it off with just a couple more things on the stack. And that is that the next thing that I recommend is something called the vagina device. And it's a red light product. It's right in here now. I just got back last night from a big tour, so I got to dig it out. Let me get it out of here. Here it is. Good. It was close on the top of my bag. So,
So red light therapy for the vaginal wall.
red light therapy for the vaginal mucosal lining. You
Genius.
use this every other day intravaginally for 8 to 10 minutes for
Huh.
about 8 to 10 weeks, and this will revert, it'll improve collagenation because it's heated. The red light therapy helps restore the glycogen levels so the vaginal microbiome becomes more stable. And the red light uses photobiomodulation to stimulate mitochondria to produce and thicken the vaginal mucosal lining so that it can hold more of that fluid that comes through the vagina and lubricates. And it also uses vibration for Kegel toning so that you have the grip for orgasmic contraction, as well as keeping incontinence at bay. So this is an FDA Class 2 device made for they market it for incontinence because that, you can only do so much with your marketing and claims and things like that. But this is
Yeah.
what it's really for is
What's the name of
helping.
that
This
device?
is called the vagina device.
The vagina device. Wow. Okay.
Vaginadevice.com. And I love this, but think about it. This is intravaginal. And a lot of women have, yes, thinning vaginal tissue and painful intercourse, but a lot of women are also dealing with loss of sensation and atrophy of the labial structures and the clitoral structures. So they're shrinking, it's all atrophying, it's shriveling, and so they're struggling to have orgasms. So for that, and you can basically do this at home vagina device if all you're having is a little bit of internal pain. But if you need more than that and you've atrophied beyond that, I recommend a treatment called Gainswave. And I've been a spokesperson for Gainswave for 7 years because I recommend it so much. I want them to keep me
I've
up
never
on
even heard of it. I have
all
to
their changes. Yeah,
yeah,
it's
tell us.
fantastic. Honestly, I would recommend that you become a Gainswave practitioner. It is acoustic wave or shock wave applied externally to the vulvovaginal tissue as well as to penile tissue. Take your husband, and it'll help him with his atrophy and his loss of erectile function and his loss of sensation, the things that happen to us. And what I like about it is that it's very holistic, Dr. K. It's not just inside the vagina, it's all of our vulvovaginal system. So it's going to help our G spot, our clitoris, our vagina, our incontinence, our labia, our external clitoral structures. It's going to help with everything. You do six treatments. And when you do that, it takes about 6 months after your sixth treatment to regenerate all the tissue. When you regenerate tissue by stimulating new tissue growth with this acoustic wave technology, your capillaries can grow into the new tissue. It takes a while to get the new tissue to grow and get the vascular system in. And once the vascular system is coming in, the nerves can follow. So you get the innervation along with the new blood flow. So now you've got reconstituted tissue with more sensation and ability to be engorged more fully due to this improved vascularity. It is absolutely wonderful. I do it every few years. I go in for a series. I send my husband when I notice he's beginning to flag a bit, and I don't want him to have to feel like he has to take Viagra. I want him to have his own function. So I also encourage my husband to use a vacuum erection device. It's self-care down there. And what I really like about that is that it pulls the blood into his tissue and allows the expanded blood carrying capacity to continue to keep that good, firm erection and reverse that atrophy that happens as we age. And then there's
Now,
one
this
last piece.
ultrasound, is that ultrasound therapy, or
Acoustic.
is it
It's
so
not
this
ultrasound, it's
is
acoustic wave, shock wave.
the shockwaves?
Yeah,
Okay,
shock wave.
interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on like the muscle contraction devices down there? Like, have you seen the M-Cella
Yeah, I think they're great.
pelvic
I think
floor
M-Cella
muscle?
can work really well for people, and especially for people who are quite weak
Yeah.
and they're not doing their step-ups on their boxes and their lunges and squats across the room and their Russian deadlifts and, the things like that. They're not doing that. They can't get up and down off the floor without their hands. Anybody in that state of lack of conditioning, I think, is really, does well to start with things like M-Cella. It gets things going again. Yeah. I did a series of M-Cella when I was recovering from long haul COVID. I got hit pretty hard right at the very beginning with the novel virus, and it took me out for about 18 months, and I had to crawl my way back. I couldn't walk upstairs. I couldn't even walk up my driveway. I mean, I was in bed down flat, and I had a lot of sarcopenia and a lot of muscle wasting, a lot of loss of just flexibility, balance. I wasn't even steady on my feet after being in bed so long. And I started with an M-Cella before I started back with a trainer in basically physical therapy to rehab me and get my strength back.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've been through it. And then what's
Oh,
the
yeah.
top of your supplement stack? Are you doing peptides?
Yeah.
Any kind of
Top of
NAD?
my stack is stem cells.
Oh.
I did a lot of PRP, platelet-rich plasma, and I've done a lot of O-shot injections, five or six of them probably. That's how I also did hair restoration when I lost about 50% of my hair and I was almost bald. You could see my scalp
Due to
through my
COVID also.
hair from COVID.
Yeah.
And I lost it a couple times. And so I like PRP a lot, but the inflammatory nature of the process, the mechanism of PRP is not my favorite since I've begun to do exosomes and stem cells. I prefer that, but that's a lot of money. I harvested my own stem cells and I banked them at American Cell Technology in Jupiter, Florida. And they hold my stem cell line and then they replicate them as needed. And I go and see Dr. Jeff Gross. He'd be good for your show. I go and see Dr. Jeff in Henderson, Nevada, and about 3 or 4 times a year. And we do various things. Sometimes I have stem cells injected into my vulvovaginal system. Mostly often, I have them in my hair, and I also do full body systemic stem cell IVs with my own bioidentical stem cells. There's really two schools of thought around stem cells. One is getting the umbilical cord blood stem cells from a baby, they're going to be, more potent, if you will. But even though I harvested at 61, I'm in pretty darn good shape and I heal well. even though things have happened to me from an immune system issue around all of the inflammation and the spike proteins I'm holding from COVID, which I'm about to go do some plasmapheresis to try to get some of those spike proteins out of me. I can't seem to clear them, and it impacts my immune system, so I'm more susceptible to things. The stem cells have really helped repair so much. My skin was terrible, Dr. K. I can remember when I had COVID, I'd go out on my deck and I'd use a skin brush and it would be like a fog. I had so much epithelial damage in and out of my body so badly, but it's all coming back. And I'll tell you one of the things that really helped. I was slathering myself with butters and things like that. But then I went to the A4M Longevity Conference and I saw Carl, what's his name? I forget his last name, Dr. Carl from Epionce. And he said, you can slather on all the moisturizers you want, but if you don't use a skin barrier, it's all just leaking out. And I started getting that Epionce body and face products. And all of a sudden, my skin even got better from getting them. And I tried the CeraVe, the drugstore version. It's 90% as good. I mean, it's just we need the barriers. And that was something I was really missing in my reparation strategy. So those are your stack is nitric oxide and then some topical local things and then your Gainswave and then your PRP or your stem cells or your exosomes if you want the cherries on top. That will keep your vaginal system and using the good lubes like I talked about, really important not to put glycolic crap and
Hydrocarbons,
all
petroleum,
the parabens and PUFAs, forever chemicals that are in all this stuff. It is such a rip, those lubricants. So getting a good lube is very important too. So those are basically most of the big levers. There's lots of other things like topping up your oxytocin will help a lot. And I do that by making my own oxytocin yogurt. And using that as my morning breakfast or in my smoothies. So,
Explain. How do I make that?
so it's
I'm
really
taking a
easy.
lot of notes here.
So one of my friends, he'd be great on your show too, Dr. William Davis. He is a doll. And he was a heart surgeon who got tired of putting stents in people. And he decided to help people not have to need to get stents. And so he wrote a lot of books like Wheat Belly and Undoctored and some other nutrition books. And he discovered that most of us are terribly low in oxytocin because most of us have been exposed to antibiotics for one reason or the other. And the bacteria in our gut that helps us produce our oxytocin, which is our love hormone, that most of us were chronically low. And I was chronically low in it. My hormone tests came back very, very low. By the way, I just want to say that this morning I did a hormone test in my bed that I'm sending back after the show when I go out to do my workouts. I'm a chief advocacy officer of a company called ProDX Health. And they have STI tests, but they also have at-home hormone tests for him and her. And so they use a Tasso blood collector. You don't even have to go get a blood draw anymore. You just pop this little thing on, and it fills a little tube up, and you mail the tube back, and you get your hormone profile. So I fasted, of course, overnight and got up before I had my coffee. I just sat there in bed. I did the collection kit, and I mail it in, and I'll have my hormones. All my hormone data within 24 to 48 hours of them getting back my tests, and I'll have it all on my phone in an easy to read manner. I just love that company, and they're this hormone testing is going to really be easy and really take off now that we can do it at home.
That's going to be revolutionary. And then what do you have a doctor you work with adjusting those levels? Or are you?
Oh yeah, I definitely do. Yeah, I have a doctor who manages all of my health. Yeah, he's fantastic. So yes, and I do hormone testing a couple of times a year because I'm at the upper limits of what people do with regard to hormone replacement. I feel great with a lot of hormones. And so I manage it and I keep real keen eye on it, which is great. But the oxytocin yogurt, that's one of our hormones. And what's interesting about oxytocin is that it's really an antidote to cortisol in some ways. It is the hormone of bonding, it is the hormone of love, it is the hormone of skin-to-skin contact. But what I find now that I've replaced my oxytocin by eating this Lactobacillus reuteri yogurt that I make at home, and I'll tell you how to make it. It's very easy. It couldn't be easier. Is that I actually, not only do I feel closer to my partner and more in love with him, and we've been together for 34 years, but I also noticed that I have more awe. I feel awe. I feel the awe of nature and beauty and music and art and dance and those things that are so vital to our lives. And I also find that people don't piss me off like they used to. I have a resilience around humanity that I was like right on the bleeding edge of being pissed off at everything all the time. And so I find it to almost, in some ways, oxytocin provides me with a bit of like a feeling of like an anxiolytic. It just lowers my anxiety because it lowers my agita around about my environmental insults. So oxytocin yogurt is really easy to make. Oxysudex, which is the company, it's OXYCEUTICS, Oxysudex. They make Lactobacillus reuteri. They also make Lactobacillus crispatus. And crispatus is what your vagina loves. So the crispatus yogurt is even more delicious. And I alternate between crispatus and reuteri when I make my various batches. I'll do reuteri for 6 months, and then if I need to make a fresh batch from scratch, I'll just do crispatus instead and take that for a while. And one of the nice things for women who are out in the world and having intercourse with partners, they're not in a steady monogamous fluid bonded relationship, is that the better your vaginal microbiome, the healthier it is, the more it is likely that you won't contract some of these STIs that are going around, like MGEN, Mycoplasma genitalium, which most STI tests don't even test for. And that sucker has a lot of antibiotic resistant strains where you have to take like doxycycline, which can literally give you tendinopathies. Like people report that they tear their Achilles tendons from taking that antibiotic. So you don't want to get this stuff. And what's interesting is that the heartier your microbiome is, the less that bad bacteria can take hold. So the crispatus is a really, and the oleic acid of those melts is those from the Pleasure Protocol. Those are two, and the red light therapy, really good strategies for keeping a very good vaginal immune system. So I think that's interesting. And all I do is now I make my yogurt out of whole, I make it out of cream, out of half and half. You can make it out of nut milk or regular milk, soy milk, or whatever you want to make it out of. It's a little bit harder to get the batches really good with the nut milk, but I have a nut milk maker. I make nut milk at home. I like to make a little macadamia, a little cashew, a little coconut in there. It's really good to go in my smoothies. I use the almond cow milk maker for that. Super easy. And then what's nice is when you're not buying nut milk containers and you're not buying yogurt containers, you're not getting all the thickeners. You're not making the plastics. You're not eating out of plastics. You're making your own stuff at home. And, I love to make my smoothies with my berries for antioxidants and my collagens and my amino acids and my protein powders. And, I stuff a bunch. I put my MitoPure urolithin A in there. I love to do all of these things. And, the yogurt is really easy to make, and the thing about it is that you have to culture it for, I usually culture it for 36 to 48 hours. So you get these really high colonizing unit counts. So when you're eating a scoop of the yogurt, you're getting so much good probiotics of this thing that is what makes oxytocin in your gut. Your oxytocin's made in your gut. And so if you don't have the bacteria that makes it, you ain't making it. You got nothing in you. And anyone who's been, that it's supposed to transfer down the, all your bacteria from your mom. But like, I was a cesarean, my daughter was a cesarean. So it's very difficult to even start life with these things. We wonder why there's so many sociopaths running around. I often wonder if a lot of this anxiety and sociopathy and is some of it may be exacerbated by all the lack of decent gut biome,
True. It's
Just a
connected
hunch.
so intimately to your brain, your gut and your brain. The neuroectoderm is all one large surface, Exactly. So you and your company, the 20, focuses on natural supplements. Are there top three botanicals you'd recommend for sexual health and vitality that women can, sign up for and try?
Yes, 100%. I really like Libido Botanicals. We've been foraging in the fields and the forests for the millennia, since we could, it probably before we were even standing on two legs. We were foraging for things that made us feel horny, baby, because it feels good to be turned on. When you are a turned on woman, you are not just turned on for sex, you are turned on for life. It is part of your vitality, your creativity, your passion is not just your passion for your pleasure, but your passion for your journey through life. So the combination of botanicals, we have, it's interesting. I was just writing an article about three of the pharmaceutical topical kind of libido stimulants that they've made for women. And when you compare those to simple things like just getting enough nitric oxide and getting enough, oxytocin and getting some CBD and some nut oils and things like that. My God, they work almost as well, if not better.
Simple
And they're
basics.
not chemicals. They're not prescribed. You don't have to pay for them. They literally cost nothing. And I just think it's so interesting that libido botanicals have been studied for a long time, but the best clinical data, if you look at indigenous wisdom, there are quite a few. There's traditional Chinese medicine, TCM. There's Ayurveda, right? So you've got your India and you've got your Asia kind of thing. There's Peruvian things. There's Mediterranean things. So, like, let me give you an example. Fenugreek is the Ayurvedic powerhouse. Tongkat Ali is a root from the Southeast Asia, and that's a powerhouse. Maca is from South America. That's a powerhouse. Cacao is your equatorial blood flow powerhouse. And then Tribulus terrestris is your Mediterranean powerhouse. There are a lot of herbs coming out of Africa now as well that are being surfaced. And then there are other things, Moripuama, horny goat weed, cordyceps mushrooms. All of these things are fantastic. The interesting thing about libido botanicals, herbs, if you will, and their roots and their nuts and their seeds and their berries, but plant-based libido support is that when you start taking it, it takes about 10 days. When you take an efficacious dose, it takes about 10 days to come on, but then you have this like really nice 30-day window, but about then it starts to wane. So what I recommend is herb cycling. So, for example, in my company, the 20, which stands for the 80-20 rule, 20% out of everything you're doing, it's called Pareto's principle. 20% is getting you the results if you just knew what 20% it was, right? Of all the things you're doing. And so I called it the 20 because this is the 20% that gets results. I made a daily multivitamin, multi-mineral complex called Desire. At least if I have one in here, I'll hold it up for you. Which is basically methylated B vitamins. It has TMG, it has betaine, it has some nice extras in the vitamin mineral complex. But what it also has is one of the three top libido botanicals. It has either Tongkat Ali, the second one has Tribulus terrestris, and the third one has fenugreek. And it's a 90-day supply, and you herb cycle through the three and then start over. And what I like about that is, for me personally, and different people have different experiences. I've been manufacturing this for years. It's very, very popular. And it's funny because I like the Tonkat Ali because it makes me feel like Arr. It's kind of a masculine feeling. It's like Arr. The Tribulus Terrestris is very flowy, more like ah, it feels
You're so
good.
funny. Oh my gosh. I can't wait to try
And
all these things. Jesus.
the fenugreek, I'll send them to you. And the fenugreek is interesting because it's more like, yes, it's like you're the goddess, it's like you're the fountain. And it's interesting because it's like the one for like voluptuousness. And it's funny because fenugreek is really known in Ayurveda for milk flow, milk production as well. It's
Yeah, I took
really
it when I
good
was
hormone
breastfeeding.
and breastfeeding. And it makes me feel like I could like squirt joy out of my boobs or something. It's just so funny how the different plants have different impact,
Yeah.
and but it's different for different people. And for men, they report different feelings than that, obviously. That's my feminine perspective on how the supplements make me feel.
Wow. Okay. Well, there's so much nature that we can grab and put
I
into our daily
know.
regimens. I love that you're talking organic as well as like high tech. It's high tech, low tech. But we were talking about all the burdens that women face and the beauty burden, the mental load of being a woman, and how women have so much like they have to achieve and perform in terms of beauty standards. What are your thoughts on that? And like, how is that affecting female sexuality and female confidence?
Well, I think I've been captured in the misogynistic world of feeling like I need to be sexy and perfect. But it equally suits me, and I like to be as beautiful as I can. It was interesting. Last week I was in LA doing a series of appearances, and I was staying at the LA proper, the downtown LA proper. It's a beautiful hotel. And there's a rooftop deck like there are in so many Los Angeles buildings for dinner. And I was wearing this kind of tight black sexy skirt and beautiful Yves Saint Laurent heels and this top that's kind of a V-neck, like a surplus neck snakeskin. And I decided not to wear my bra. I just decided to let my boobs hang down. Of course, my partner really enjoyed that. And when I walked out on that deck in my hair and my makeup with my sexy outfit and my high heels and my boobs without a bra on, low, because I've got big boobs. My family is a big boobed group of women. And I was just like, I like this. I like this combination of like, screw you, asshole. Sorry, I'm cursing on your show.
No
But
worries.
you know, that kind of like, screw you, I will do me the way I want to do me, which includes me feeling beautiful and free to be self-expressed. And so I'm kind of a combination of the old school and the new school, which is I'll dress up when I want to, and I won't when I don't feel like it. I'm just going to do what I want to do and be who I am in every expression of myself, in whatever mood I am, and however I feel. So, yeah, am I the woman who's had two facelifts? Yes, I am. Do I wear a hair? I'm not wearing it now, but do I wear a hairpiece when I do appearances? I do. Do I have a hair and makeup person when I shoot my videos or go on stage? I do. But do I also 99% of the time run around? I'm literally wearing my workout clothes under this top. This is my sports bra that I'm going to work out in later. Do I basically just live in workout clothes? And am I happy with minimal makeup and just some tinted, sunblock foundation? And is that good enough for me 90% of the time? It is. So, I mean, I just do the things that I want to do because I feel lucky that I am attractive. And I think all people are attractive. I don't think I'm more attractive than you are or that anyone is. Attractive is how you feel about yourself.
Yeah, it's something to
It's
protect. But I will tell the audience that's listening that the visual is so good. Susan is just stunning. And yes,
Aw.
very full-breasted and very just vibrant. My gosh, your skin looks amazing too. And hair. But
The
yeah, that
beauty
what
is,
comes across is your confidence. Like, I'm not even noticing
yes,
your external trappings because I'm like
exactly.
so in tune with your brain and your voice and your thoughts. It's amazing.
It's energy is what's beautiful.
It's the vibe. Yeah.
It
It
is
is your energy.
the your energy and your confidence and your self-love. And if I love what RuPaul said, if you don't love yourself, who the hell else gonna love you? Or something to that effect. And I mean, I was like, girl, right on. And
Exactly.
one of the things that oxytocin has done for me is that everybody just looks so beautiful and precious to me. And I'm surrounded, I'm just absolutely surrounded by the most incredibly beautiful people in my life right now. Oh my God. I run an organization called the Intimacy Alliance. It's a mastermind for other sexperts who are younger than I and coming up the ranks. And I do it for free, and I spend 2 hours a week with them, helping them figure out how to deal with all the censorship, how to work together to grow their businesses, how to monetize their businesses, because their passion is passion. They're drawn to their work, but they struggle because of all the censorship. And when I just see those beautiful people and the good work they're doing in this world, it absolutely fills me with joy. I've never been happier in my life. I've never been more full of joy. And I swear to God, it's that yogurt and the orgasms. It's the yogurt and the orgasms, Dr. K.
Oxytocin makes a big difference. I don't know. I got a baby dog, a Maltese, and like having a pet also gives you a hell of a lot of oxytocin. It takes the edge off.
Plus, Maltese are the
Aren't
cutest.
they
Oh
so
my God.
cute?
Yeah.
Well, let's end with some futuristic thoughts. What's the most
Sure.
exciting breakthrough in sexual regenerative medicine for you right now?
The most exciting breakthrough in sexual regenerative medicine.
Or just
I
regenerative
mean,
peptides. And we talked about stem cells, so we didn't talk much about peptides. Are you doing peptide therapy?
I
Do you
do a little bit here
believe
and
in?
there. No. I mean, I think, any kind of amino acid chains are reasonable for kickstarting functions. It's not what I'm focused on right now. I take peptides now and then for various things, but I'm constantly cycling my supplementation. What do I think is best for sex? I mean, I really feel like I showed you.
You were
You know what
very
I think is
thorough.
interesting? Here's what I think is interesting. I've got one for you. Orgasmic cross-training, using different pleasure tools to activate the different areas of your vulvovaginal system. So I was just in Burbank at a trade show called the ANME, and it's basically a trade show for people that own adult novelty stores, pleasure stores, brick and mortar types of stores. And I walked through that event, and what I left understanding was that the brands that I associate with and recommend as far as what you would call a vibrator or a sex toy, but they're not at all that. That is so underselling what they are. And I'll explain why. That most of the stuff that you could go out to a toy store and buy, most of the stuff, and most toy stores, not all, but most toy stores and Amazon and things like that, they are mostly novelty items that come from China. They use plasticky ingredients. They have shitty motors. They don't work well. They're not great products. But there are tools that I love that help activate the tissue of your labia, your clitoral hood, your clitoral shaft, the clitoral tip, the vestibule, the introital sphincter, the opening to the vagina, inside the vagina, the urethral sponge, which is called the G spot, but it's a long tube, the perineal sponge on the floor of the vagina, the cervix beyond the cervix, all of the tissue inside the vagina. Mostly what women experience, and this is a study that's very interesting, most of what women experience when you touch them in all those parts I just named, and their breasts and nipples, they'll tell you that they, and I read all the verbatims, and I netted it down to simple terms to so you could understand it, but they fell into four categories. I feel pleasure. I feel pain. I feel shame. I feel numb. I feel nothing. And all of that tissue can be activated. Last night I had a date with my husband, and the very first thing that we did was he laid me down and he gave me a yoni massage, a vulvovaginal massage with oils, the arousal oil, and he just slowly and carefully brought all the blood flow into my genital structures so that I got nice and plump before we even moved on to anything else. And that all used to be numb. I couldn't even orgasm without a toy directly buzzing my clitoris at a high velocity. 20 years later, I can have an orgasm from the lightest touch on any part of that system. And so that activation of the tissue and transforming pain and shame and numbness into pleasure is part of, and I think maybe the most important part of our journey toward extending our sex span is knowing that whatever path you found to orgasm, if you found one or two, you can have thousands of paths to orgasm. You can become a fully and massively orgasmic woman. And women think there's something wrong with them when they don't understand that literally loving touch and items that deliver various types of sensation, whether that's an air stimulator, which is kind of like a clitoral sucker, or it's a buzzy vibrator or a rumbly vibrator, or it's a G-spot wand, or it's an internal toy, or it's a wearable for intercourse, hands-free intercourse. There's a really great product. These are all on Drive Desire, all my favorites, called Luxus, Luxus. That is fantastic because it's this little vibe that goes on your mons, and it actually pokes right, kind of comes right down over the top of your clitoris, but it leaves your vaginal area open so you can have a vibrator cupping your clitoral structure and mons while you're having intercourse. And there's a little ring that your husband puts on his penis, and it's a magnet because there's a proximity sensor in the little part that you wear. And as he comes into you, as he thrusts in, it goes higher and gives you more stimulation. And as he pulls out a little, it lowers. And so it toggles your parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system to intensify your orgasmic pleasure. And you don't even have to
Wow.
hold on. It's
Dang.
fantastic.
Sounds very high tech.
Yeah, so
Gosh.
good.
So good. You're
Yeah, so
full of, you're
using
a wealth of
tools.
knowledge. My God. So
I
many
know, I'm a
things that
nerd.
I have not heard of any of this. So I have, my mind is fully blown.
Good.
If you could give one piece of advice to every woman listening today who wants to reconnect with her sensual self,
Yeah.
what would it be? Like, what's the first step?
Masturbate with sex toys.
That's step
Masturbate with the
one.
toys that drive desire. Look, go look at
There
them
you
all.
go.
Pick one, start there, add them as you go, fill up your pleasure chest, help yourself have incredible orgasms, activate that tissue. It'll all pay off in partnered pleasure because you'll come so much more easily. And as we started the show, orgasms are the thing.
They are the thing. So you're giving everyone permission to invest
Encouragement.
in themselves. Yes, that's right. And start some daily, sexy, vibrant, powerful rituals. I love
Yeah.
it. I think we were talking about testosterone, and do you feel like that is the power behind all this drive? I mean,
No.
did that change things for you when you started testosterone?
No. The O shots and the stem cells were just as helpful. The Gaines Wave was just as helpful. The
Okay.
sex toys. It was the sex toys, using the sex toys and the yoni massage to activate all the tissue.
But there are a lot of women who are not going to be so adventurous and like,
That's okay. Hey. Do one thing, do two things, do something. You'll do, I
do
mean,
something
listen,
like, yeah.
whoever's listening to this show, this segment, she's gonna wanna do some of these things. The women who gave up on their sex life didn't even watch us today or didn't even listen to this. You can only help who you can help. You know that. The people who come to you want your help. The people who came to us today want our help. We've given them fabulous advice, and
Well, we're staying
they'll
young
do
everywhere
something.
else. We've just got to stay young. I mean, it's not just your face, it's not just your skin. You mainly it's the brain, but it's also just the
Yeah.
organs themselves need to stay powerful.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, this
Thank
has
you so much for having
been,
me.
so fascinating. If you're ever in LA, you dang well better come visit. We'll do some
Next time I come back, I had such a booked
salmon sperm
schedule, and
and do
I
all that.
what do we do?
Salmon sperm and
So, right, you're doing the salmon
polynucleotides and
sperm. Yeah.
exosomes. We're doing everything, growth
Good.
factors, stem cell, everything.
Good.
But where can our listeners find you to explore your books? I know you mentioned your website. Say it one more time, all your social contacts.
Yeah, sure. You can find me at betterlover.com. I have a newsletter that I send out twice a week, and this is all the stuff that I talk about, as well as hot sex techniques and communication skills. And if you sign up there, betterlover.com, and you have any questions for me, you can just reply to any email you get, and I'll reply right back to you. Sometimes it takes me a day or two if I'm traveling, but I get a lot of questions, and it's my pleasure to reply to them. And they go directly to me. So if it's a private matter, don't worry, I'm getting those, not my customer care team, who's been with me for 15 years and could probably answer most of them. And then you can find me on Instagram at my name, and you have to smoosh it together because people impersonate me. So it's Susan Bratton, Susan Bratton, all one word, and you'll find me.
Love it. You've been so inspiring. Honestly,
Good.
your confidence and your passion, it just breaks down barriers. It lets your mind be free and think about this next decade of life and how we need to stay vital.
Decades of life.
Decades, many decades. Yes, that's right. Well, guys, don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DrKay. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com, where you can find all our amazing products for amazing skin barrier, regenerative technology for the face. And coming soon is our tripeptide line, which has skin longevity potential, NAD boosters, mitochondrial stimulators, and things that will turn on skin longevity. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Mwah.